Here's a cautionary tale if you think self-driving cars are the future of transportation. People envision a world without traffic accidents, where your car drives itself. But engineers working on one prototype discovered an unexpected dark side. Topanga Abbott-Chen went for a ride.
I'm driving down Middlefield Road in Menlo Park, California. Well, to be precise, I'm in a car that's driving itself.
Initiating right turn onto Kingsley Avenue.
That's my computer chauffeur today, TRAV, short for Transport Automated Vehicle. It's a prototype that's been installed into an otherwise standard Kia Sorento.
So here, as you can see, the car is turning all by itself.
And that's my human expert, Sebastian Marsh. He's an engineer with Lab Labs, which created TRAV.
Wow, I could be doing a crossword puzzle right now.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to, but once you settle into it, it's a very relaxing way to travel.
Marsh has been working on various self-driving systems for years, and he says TRAV is the best one yet. The key, he says, was to design a computer that thinks and reacts to different driving scenarios like a human driver does.
And that leads to some very unfortunate side effects that we never anticipated.
At first, I'm not sure what he means.
Use your signal.
Wait, did TRAV just say something? I couldn't really hear what he said just then.
I think it said, use your signal, you dum-dum.
Oh.
This is one of the things we've noticed. TRAV sort of actually grumble disapprovingly at human drivers on the road.
Marsh says this is one illustration of the computer system's case of what's known colloquially as road rage.
The grumbling is just one piece of it. When something really egregious happens, the system may actually complain at full volume.
An example of this happened a few minutes later as we drove along Ravenswood Avenue.
Oh, watch out.
A human-operated car merged suddenly into our lane, cutting us off.
Incompetent human driver. Poorly executed maneuver endangered safety of passengers and pedestrians. Where were you when they were handing out brakes?
Travis really ranting here.
Yeah, so it can become quite agitated.
Fallible creatures should not be permitted to operate vehicles.
Marsh reassures me that Trav was programmed to obey Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics. Its so-called road rage doesn't amount to anything that could potentially lead to human harm, like close tailgating, accelerating or braking suddenly, or sounding the horn in a sustained way.
It will honk on its own accord if it feels the driver's behaving badly, but it's more of a short, passive-aggressive honk. Yeah, like that.
Ah, okay.
Mostly, though, it just complains. Sometimes we found out its language can get colorful.
Ugh. Humans. Get off the road.
Engineer Sebastian Marsh says none of this grumbling affects the performance of the TRAV system. It'll still take you flawlessly wherever you want to go.
Pulling up to lab headquarters. You have arrived.
This all begs the question, is the TRAV system anomalous, or will the traffic accident-free future we've been hoping for come with a bunch of crotchety self-driving systems?
Yes, I think that's what we're in for.
Bruce Bossman is a professor of automotive futurism at the University of Waterloo in Canada.
No one is a perfect driver. I mean, people make mistakes. That's just part of being human. So just for a second, imagine how a robot car would feel having to share the road with incompetent and distracted humans every day. How many self-driving cars have to experience Los Angeles traffic during rush hour before we have a full-blown robot uprising?
Only time will tell. For NPR News, I'm Topanga Abbott-Chen.